Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's funny, now the Luke Walton stock will start rising again, that he's a great coach because the Lakers are winning, when it's not him at all. It's LeBron James. What's LeBron James doing in the fourth quarter in this game, right? Doesn't he have 19 in the fourth? He's got like 41 in the game. He's the reason they won the game. 119-111 Lakers. It's all about LeBron James. That's it. There's no other discussion. And here's Durant. I mean, this is the toxic stuff he's talking about. He said, so much hype comes from being around LeBron from other people. He has so many fanboys in the media. Even the beat writers just fawn over him. I'm like, we're playing basketball here. It's not even about basketball. So I get why anyone wouldn't want to be in that environment, because it's toxic, especially when the attention is BS attention, fluff. It's not LeBron's fault at all. It's just the fact that you have so many groupies in the media that love to hang on every word. Just get out of the way and let us play basketball. The funny thing is, why are you talking about it?
Right, the only thing that's toxic.
Why don't you mind your own business up there? And aren't you with the champs? Aren't you like? Because is it not obvious that guy's miserable in the Bay Area? I mean, honestly, like, does that not say at all? Why is he talking about LeBron James and what the media and everybody's a fanboy groupie in the media? Meanwhile, he's playing on a team that wins all the championships, and you can't make that guy happy if it was his birthday every day.
The only thing that's toxic is everything that's come out of his mouth in the last 6 to 8 months, because every time this guy gets interviewed, he's acting like a crybaby. He's calling it toxic, and he's calling it, you know, the fanboys in the media, because you know what? The media is not kissing his ass, and he's jealous. He's upset because everybody loves LeBron because he knows how to handle the reporters, and Kevin Durant, every time he's opened his mouth in the last 6 months, has said something stupid that's caused controversy.
Durant is just pointing out that James' presence looms largely over a franchise, and that other players have to make incredible sacrifices in order for a franchise to be successful over the course of the season. I mean, please, give me a break.
That happens everywhere. You don't think they made sacrifices to bring him in and make him the focal point of that offense? They're already winning championships. They had to change everything for Kevin Durant.
I just don't know why Kevin Durant's talking about it. I really don't. We're in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. PharrellOnTheBench.com is rocking right now and through the holidays with tons of picks. Jacksonville, Tennessee tomorrow, Army-Navy Saturday. Sunday, Jets-Bills, Baltimore-Kansas City. Sunday night, Rams-Bears. PharrellOnTheBench.com. All my bowl picks are already posted. NBA, College Rack, Every Day, NHL, Boxing, MMA, Daily Fantasy. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Episode 87 tomorrow of Pharrell on the Bets, my Westwood One sports betting podcast. It's a 30-minute sports betting show every day, Tuesday through Sunday, 6 shows a week, half hour. You'll dig it. Subscribe free. Free is me. Also, follow us on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. Episode 87 tomorrow on Thursday, which is, you know, tomorrow to me is like today right now, like this later this morning. But it's still, to me, you know, where I come from, it's still Wednesday night. Thursday's tomorrow when the sun comes up. Okay, thanks. All right, there you go. All right, so I'm watching the empty netter here for the Ducks, 4-2 over the Blackhawks. What they should do is get that young coach to give Taves and Kane more instructions on the bench of how to play, you know, with all their Stanley Cups and everything. I mean, it's got to be tough for those guys that have won all them Stanley Cups to be listening to this kid giving them advice. I mean, this kid looks like he just started shaving today. Am I wrong?
He's very young.
I don't know what the hell they're doing there. Honestly, that is just inexplicable to me. I don't care who he is. I don't care where he coached. I don't care what minor league my ass. How's that sound? Are you kidding me? They bring in some minor league hotshot over a Joel Quenneville? That's a joke. It really is. It's a joke. And you wonder why they suck. I mean, honestly, how many cups do you got to win before you get any respect?
33. He's got a long way to go.
Oh, my God.
33.
Is that how old he is?
Yes.
He looks 23. Frank in Cleveland on the fan.
Hey, Scotty. I'm calling you from Quicken Loans Arena here in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cool, man.
Listening to you talk about LeBron. Listen, I watched LeBron his whole career living in Cleveland.
Right.
Greatest player in basketball today, in my opinion, maybe in the history of basketball. He's so great. He took the Cavs to the finals. Think about that. From the best team in the East last year to the worst, they can't even win a game without him. That's how bad they are. But I got to correct you. You keep talking about making the change. He'll never see another championship again. He'll never make the finals again because he went out to the West. He's got no chance of making the finals this year.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think that you may be right that he may not make it this year. But to say that he has no chance to ever make the finals again is almost laughable to me, considering you just went to four straight finals with him, and then they went to four straight in Miami or whatever it is. All I know is this. That guy finds a way to win and get to the finals like nobody's business. So doubting him is almost a dangerous way to make a living, if you ask me. I put nothing past LeBron James and his ability to win and to get a team to the finals. And believe me, that team is they're good. That's a good basketball team. I'm not saying they're great, but they are good. They are formidable. They can play with anyone. And, you know, tonight, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, right now, beating the Spurs, they're not playing good basketball. And even Popovich has said it. They're just not playing good basketball. And it's like Roy Williams saying, you know, North Carolina's not playing good basketball. Well, they were tonight when they played Wilmington. You play candy-ass teams, you're going to look really good. It makes you feel better about yourself. But the bottom line is, the Lakers are a good team. They are capable. And if you ask me, nobody... really, I won't deny that in the West, Denver's playing well, and, you know, Oak City and the Clippers are all playing well. You know the Warriors are going to be one half of a Western final. And, you know, you have these teams like the Grizzlies. The Lakers are playing as good as the Grizzlies. The Lakers are playing better than the Blazers. The Lakers are playing better than the Mavs. The Lakers are, to me, playing the exact same ball as the Clippers and the Thunder. And I think the Nuggets are a little bit better. I think the Nuggets can beat the Lakers. Right now, I'd say Nuggets, Warriors in the West. But I could easily see Westbrook and Adams getting Oak City there with PG. And I think I doubt probably the Clippers more than anybody else. Although what they're doing with Harris and Lou Williams and this kid Harrell in the middle, I think they're actually playing some very physical, good basketball. I don't deny what they're doing has been impressive. I'm kind of, you know, the Lakers and Clippers are both playing really well. So I don't doubt that they could actually, you know, be the other side of the Western Final. I mean, the Warriors are going to be one half of it. They have a shot at being the other half, but they're going to have to go through those three teams. One of them's going to be that other half. If you ask me, I don't believe it's Dallas, Portland, Memphis. I don't think Dallas is ready yet. I love Doncic. I love him. I love Smith. But I think they're missing a piece or two to get to another level in Dallas. I think Portland's terrific. If you like Lillard and McCollum, that's all they got, if you ask me. That's just me. Gasol and Conley, that's all Memphis has. I think, you know, these other teams are all formidable, and the Lakers are going to have to prove that they're as good or better than all of them. And I think that they can actually have a shot at the other half of that Western Final. You writing them off like they have no chance ever of getting to a final with LeBron James, to me, is a very dangerous way to talk at the breakfast table. Someone's going to punch you in the mouth because, I mean, they're already better. I mean, the Lakers are night and day better than they were even last year. Night and day. Jacob in Maryland.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How's it going?
Hey, dude.
Hey, to the last caller for making that comment saying he's watched LeBron his whole career to say he'll never make the finals again, that just proves how much you didn't watch LeBron. LeBron could take anybody to the finals. Not saying he's going to take the Lakers this year, but LeBron has the ability to take any team to the finals. He took that horrible lottery team of the Cavs last year.
Yeah, and he did it by himself. He literally did it by himself.
And I'll say this. He orchestrated all those moves to get those players. He was trying to be the GM, and that's kind of his fault in a way that the team sucked. But that's neither here nor there. He still drug them to the finals and got them there.
Yeah, no, there's no arguing.
I want to comment on what you said earlier about players say they don't want to play with LeBron James. I don't know if it's as much as they don't want to play with LeBron James, but they want to beat LeBron James. Everyone's trying to be the anti-Kevin Durant. They saw the backlash he got for joining the Warriors. I mean, Paul George, what, three seasons ago, was on film talking about there's always been this one player that's kept them out of the finals and winning, and that was LeBron James. There's guys that just want to beat LeBron to say they got past LeBron instead of just trying to be the guy that joined the weaker path to be with LeBron or with the Warriors. That's the way I look at it. I mean, as a Portland fan, I feel like if LeBron came here, we would flourish and give Golden State a run for their money in the finals. But I definitely think that LeBron has the ability to drag a team to the finals, but if the Lakers are not.
Yeah, I agree with you. He can do it by himself. I mean, he legitimately – it's like tonight, if you ask me, there were other guys making shots. Fi was making shots. They were all contributing very little. Like Kentavious Pope had about 10. Everybody had a little piece of it. But it was really all, at the end of the day, about LeBron. LeBron, he literally willed them to that win tonight. He made a huge steal and a play. Dunks, everything, three-point plays. He did it all. He did spinorama, you know, layups, kisses off the glass. Everything he did was he brought them back in that game. They were losing. He brought them back. He got it. He got the go-ahead. He hit the three-bomb. He did everything. He's the reason they win. Everything that happens to the Lakers this year, in my view, will not be about Brandon Ingram or Kyle Kuzma or anyone else, Lonzo Ball or any of them, or literally anybody. Luke Walton, you name it. All these people trying to get credit for this, or that like Luke Walton's stock's going to go up again as a coach. Dude, he coached the Warriors when Steve Kerr was on a, you know, having his back fixed, and everybody said he's the greatest coach in the world. I could have coached the Warriors smoking bong rips in the locker room before the game, and I still would have won the NBA crown with him, literally. So far in L.A., he's been exposed is what he's been. He's done nothing with the Lakers. They got a little bit better. I won't deny it, but I don't think it was, frankly, because of him. I think it was because they have all this young talent. Basketball players, in my view, for the most part, at this level, they're the ones executing and making the plays. You can talk all you want about these coaches on the sideline marching up and down. Popovich, Spoelstra, all the rest. Luke Walton. Steve Kerr gets all the credit in the world. He's a genius. He's about as much of a genius as that Curry and Thompson three and that Kevin Durant 7-foot J of his. That's what that is. And Draymond Green's defense. I'll tell you why. He's the greatest coach that ever lived my ass. He's got a team that can't be stopped because they're so good as players. I won't deny it, a guy can coach, but come on, let's slow down with everybody's. It's the coach that gets all the credit. My ass. Luke Walton, it's so funny to me. Luke Walton, he's lucky he's got the G-damn job. I mean, honestly, LeBron James is the coach, the point guard, the GM, the owner. He's everything. He's the billboard. He's the reason people have tickets in their hands. There's no other reason to go watch him. I wouldn't even pay to see Lonzo Ball. I only want to watch LeBron James play basketball. That's it. When I was in L.A. with Mafia, the only thing I said to you was, they got a game Thursday, Friday, and Sunday at home, and we're not going to see him. It ruined my trip.
Especially when your friends were going, when your boy Beat Cuss was going to the Thursday game. You were so jealous and pissed off.
Everyone's going but me. You know, everybody's going.
And the thing with the guy's comment about he's never going to go there, like, yes, the West was always the toughest one, but you went through those teams. Like, it's no longer Golden State and Houston and the Spurs like what they were. The Golden State will probably rebound and be as good, especially when Boogie comes back.
Right.
Okay, we'll put them back up at the top, but Houston's struggling. Spurs aren't really the same.
They're struggling. I mean, the Rockets and Spurs they're dangling with the Suns down at the bottom fishing for Striper.
I mean, Oak City's tough, but, you know, they've been a team that's fallen in the past in the playoffs. Right now, I'd even argue that if he stayed in Cleveland, he'd have a tougher path going through Toronto the way they're playing, Boston with Kyrie and all those guys, and Philly with Jimmy Butler than he will in the West.
So you're suggesting that he's got a better chance with the Lakers than he would have with the Cavs against these teams like Toronto,
the way they're
Philly,
playing right now in these
Boston.
Games, yeah.
Yeah, I have no problem with that either. I really don't. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance? They got it. Go to geico.com. All right. Did you see this one? Do you think the Rams and Chargers, Carver High, could meet in the Super Bowl?
It's not completely out of the question. I think it's...
There's a chance.
I'm starting to build a little bit more momentum with the Chargers every week that goes by. My one concern about them is that they'd have to pretty much do it. Not pretty much. They'd have to do it all on the road, which would be...
As a wild card.
They're going to be the wild card. Unless, you know, they win out, that which would include a win over the Chiefs. The Chiefs lose a couple games. I don't think they could pass them, but with the Chargers possibly having to go on the road for three straight weeks to get to the Super Bowl, I don't know if they're going to do that.
Did
I
you
think
see,
they could win one or two games.
Did you see the end of this Gonzaga-Washington game? It was tied at 79, and Gonzaga hit a shot with 0.6 left. And unless I'm mistaken, they won that game over Washington by a bucket. At the buzzer, like at 0.06. 81-79 was the final. That was the shot that did it. What a crazy game at the Zags. They were favored big, and they didn't cover, but they won the game. They're still number one. Hachimura hit the shot in the paint. Big Red was calling the game. Bill Walton, there you go. Emmanuel Sanders out for the season after tearing his Achilles in practice. Not good. Not good at all. I wanted to show you this because we never really talked about it. We just said that the XFL made their had their big press conference today.
They did.
We told you last night that it was happening, and we said that there would be a team in New York, but we didn't really know where else. I think someone said St. Louis. You did go through the list.
There was a leaked list. That
it was accurate, yeah. Right? Dallas, Houston, L.A., New York, Seattle, St. Louis, Tampa, and D.C.
And a couple of NFL stadiums in there, a couple of college soccer stadium.
The updated Super Bowl odds, Rams are plus 300, Saints 330, Chiefs 550 with the Pats, Chargers 1,100, Texans plus 1,600 with the Steelers, Bears 1,800, Cowboys 2,500, Seahawks 2,800, Vikings 3,300, Ravens and Colts. Eagles, 4,000. Those are your updated odds. Did you see the I'm going to take your calls here in 1 second. Eric Spoelstra talking about Hassan Whiteside leaving the Heat bench. Unacceptable behavior. They're handling it internally. That's a nice way of saying Pat Riley's not going to have it. He's averaging 13 points and 13 rebounds a night as a double-double threat. I mean, he steps on the floor. He's a double-double threat. The guy's so huge. I don't know. This guy, he's very angry or something. They fined him in April for complaining about his playing time near the end of the season. And he said a lot of teams don't have a good center. He wanted out, right? Like, move me. He played 25 minutes per game last season. Has averaged 26-9 a night in his first 22 games of this season. What does he want to play, 35 minutes? I don't know what he wants. He's unhappy, right? He does not like, playing the whole game. He wants to play the whole game. Jeez, when you have a guy that big, would you let him play the whole game? Like when you have a guy, honestly, that's his size, blocking shots and everything? Like that team sucks, right? Why not play him? I don't understand what Spoelstra is doing. Only 26 minutes. The guy's 7 foot. And he can block shots and play, right? He's a double-double every time he touches the floor. Why would you not put that guy out there and let him go 20-20 with four blocks? Ron in Oregon. Honestly, I have no idea. Ron.
Hey, Pharrell, you know, pour me that Sinatra salad. On the rocks, Jacks, with a little color, please.
That sounds delicious. I have no idea. Mavi, he wants a beverage, this guy. Very thirsty.
Jack Daniels on the rocks. I met Sinatra when I was a kid 40 years ago.
I believe that.
In California. And my foster father used to play in this band in the 50s and early 60s.
I believe that.
And I'm out here on the beautiful Oregon coast. My one-year casino's here. And I need some advice. I've been watching my favorite team since the early 70s, since Lim Dawson days.
Right.
When I was a kid.
Right.
Kansas City Chiefs. I am not happy with their secondary. They're giving up too much space. They're letting them get in the flats and eat them up in the yards terribly bad alive. They're like a piranha, much piranhas, you know?
Yeah,
they don't eat.
Listen, I think their offense is as good as anybody's. They can play with anybody, the Patriots, the Rams, the Saints. It doesn't matter. They can score on anybody. I have a feeling the Kareem Hunt thing's going to be a problem for them. At some point, their running game's going to take a hit for this. I don't believe in Spencer Ware like everybody else does, to be honest with you. I believe in Hunt and Tyreek Hill. It is what it is. I can't control at all the off-field shenanigans that are going on there with this Hunt guy, getting in fights with women, kicking women, throwing women down, all bad, getting in fights with men at bars, clubs, whatever. I can't. There's nothing I can do about that. All I know is when that guy's playing football, they're dangerous. When they got that guy on the field and Hill on the field, they are dangerous. And without him, they're not the same team. And their defense is not that good. They let the Raiders score 33 on them. You had better worry about that defense moving forward. I do not see them winning a Super Bowl with no defense. Really? You know what I mean? That's just me. Jeff in Oregon. By the way, Oregon Athletic Department placed on probation today for, it would appear to me, cheating in men's and women's basketball, football, and then the track and field program that no one cares about. Although at Oregon, they do care about track and field, but nobody else cares about it anymore. And I've never cared about it. Like, has anyone ever really cared about track and field, like, as a fan of sports? Like, do they really? People watch that stuff? I know it's great if you're on the track team or you're in track and field and you're competing and you're at college. My friend does Clemson's track. He's the team physician for Clemson. But I wouldn't walk around a corner for it. That's just me. I'm mean. But I don't care about track and field. That's just me being mean, though. Jeff, go ahead. Jeff in Oregon. Let's go to Amos in Tennessee.
Hey, Mr. Farrell, how you doing, sir?
Hey.
So I just wanted to go off for a second, and I know I'm behind the facts, but what a loser Jalen Ramsey looks like, right? You know, going out and calling out everybody in the league, and then he's getting beat by him. I mean, if you were to tell everybody across the country when this all came out, they probably said, yeah, Josh Allen, you know. But, you know, who is this Jalen Ramsey but another knockoff, spinoff, Josh Norman or Richard Sherman? I mean, we've seen great cornerback play before, followed by a loud mouth. And how is this guy any different? I mean, have you compared the side-by-side stats of all their best years in their career? They're identical. This guy's a nobody. He's just like every other corner.
Well, I think he's got a lot of talent, but there's no denying anything else you just said. So you saved me a lot of time. I mean, I find him to be painful. Is there anything worse than a guy that never stops and, you know, that he's just slamming everybody and talking smack about everybody and then not really his team? Although the defense did kind of back it up, but if your offense does nothing on the other side and all you do is lose, you are not allowed to, like, really leave your house at all for anything, even McDonald's. If you don't win and all you do is talk about how great you are but you never win, you suck. Okay, that's what that is. They suck again. This year was another Jacksonville Jaguars suck season, like many of their seasons. They've had some success, and I think they tasted a little bit too much too quick last year when they got to that game with Pittsburgh, beat them, and then went to the title game and then choked because they had the Super Bowl in their grasp and they let it slip through their fingers.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So I have no idea who that guy's talking about, Carver High. I got some guy accusing me of hating black people or something. What is that? What was that? Do you even know what that was about?
No idea.
I'm calling people loser. Who is it that he's talking about? You got to be more specific. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't hate anybody. I'm not out to get anybody. I'm not blame. I hate black men. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Shut up. I blocked you just to block you because I hate you so quickly for, like, saying nothing meaningful to me. Like, something, try to make sense when you're accusing me of all these things and all this racism and hatred towards some guy that I called a loser. I never called anyone a loser. Who did I call a loser? So don't listen to me. Go just do something else, like feed your fish or something. I don't care what you think of me. I hate you. I don't hate black men. I hate you. Now that I hate you, are we clear? Because I want to be clear that I hate you and no one else. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate you. Merry Pharrell and Christmas, you moron. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what it is. I just got some threatening thing about how I hate black people or something. Where did that come from? Where did that come from tonight? Me talking about, I don't care what anybody thinks, give LeBron the ball and play 37 minutes a night and let him do whatever he wants? Is that what makes him mad? I don't know what it is. What I'm trying to figure it out. I saw today the Kyler Murray undecided about the NFL or baseball. He's heading to New York this weekend for the Heisman. Do you think he'll win the Heisman over Tua Tagovailoa? I don't know. He said, I think it's something me and my family will talk about at the end of the season and weigh out the options of what the NFL thinks of me. Right now, my future is already kind of planned out. We'll see what happens. He's already signed a multi-million dollar deal with the A's. Bottom line is, everybody wants him to play football. I don't even, you know. Everyone says, I saw today, everybody thinks he'll be a first rounder and that he'd be a star quarterback in the NFL. Do you really believe that? I mean, that what they're saying is that the quarterbacks nowadays are going to be getting smaller and smaller to the point where they're 4 foot tall and they're going to be running around and no one's going to be able to catch them because they're so fast or something. That's basically what they're saying, is that the days of 6'4", 240-pound quarterbacks that can take the abuse in the pocket in the NFL, those days are ending and we're all going to have speedy little quarterbacks running around. That's what it's going to be. The whole league's going to be filled with 5 foot quarterbacks. I just don't believe that.
I don't either. And you know what? If I'm him, or if I'm someone advising him, I say go play baseball, because you're already very highly picked in baseball. You're highly sought after in both. Let's say, okay. What's the upside? Well, football, you have a 10-year window, maybe 15 if you're really good. But how many guys really play that long?
How about a 5-year window?
Right. Most play 5. And quarterback, you can play a little longer. But baseball, you can easily get 15 years. And their salaries are bigger if you make it to the top two. So why would you go for the abuse in football and shorter career when you can play longer, make more, and take less beating?
How did RG3's career go? Wasn't he going to be the greatest quarterback that ever lived? What did he play, 1 year and have his head taken off? I mean, honestly, they destroyed his career. They let him get concussed, right? Did they not let him get concussed enough in Washington?
Right, just because you're highly sought after and you're highly picked doesn't mean anything. Sanchez was like, it was a top pick for the Jets. He went nowhere.
Everybody's the greatest player in the world until they play in the NFL, and then they get humbled. That kid's already signed a fat deal with the Oakland A's, and he could play for 20 years in the majors. I mean, honestly, do you know how much money they make in baseball? They make more money than football.
They do.
It's that simple, and they can play for 20 years.
In fact, aren't the football players the ones complaining about how they don't get paid like the NBA and the MLB?
Yeah. Tommy in Canton, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right.
One quick question. Should the Steelers fire Tomlin? And I'll let you answer, and I'm just going to hang up.
Yeah, they're not going to fire Mike Tomlin. The Steelers, in my opinion, they have, you know, what have they had, 4 coaches? Is there any team that lets a guy coach for 20 years or longer more than the Pittsburgh Steelers? They just, continuity is their middle name. They picked him. He's done a great job. They've won a Super Bowl with him. They've gone to playoffs multiple times with him. I mean, are they not in first place still, even though they're not playing well? Are they not still in first place? Are they not in the division lead? What are you going to fire him for? For what? Fire him for what? Winning? You know, I don't know where you people come up with this stuff. Is it drugs? Is it drinking? Is it your wife? What is doing this to you to ask me questions like this? Are they going to fire him for what? I know you don't like him. It's obvious. Maybe the guy that was writing before said, I don't like black guys. That's what it is. That guy doesn't want a black coach on his team. Maybe that's what it is. Never be satisfied with the black coach. Maybe that's what's going on here tonight. It's a conspiracy. They're trying to funnel it through me. I got nothing to do with it. I say keep him on as the coach, and I stand by what I said about everyone tonight, including give LeBron more minutes and give him the ball more, and let all of the rest of them, Kuzma, Ingram, with all their braided hairdos and sappy eyes and little baby faces and all of their fame and fortune and their daddies that don't shut up, let all of them never touch the ball ever. Here's my offense. Luke Walton fired. Pharrell in charge. Give LeBron the ball. Play 38 minutes a night and shoot every single time you come down across the timeline. Shoot it. The ball touches his hand on every play. Anyone that doesn't pass the ball back to LeBron is fired. There's their game plan for tonight. What are we going to do in overtime? Give LeBron the ball. Here we go. Pick and roll. Except there's not going to be any pass. Just pick and let him go. There you go. John in Staten Island.
Scotty, how you doing this evening, my
hey,
friend?
Hey, Johnny, what up?
Hey, listen, man. Scotty, I don't know what the hell happened. I called you a couple weeks ago about a parlay I lost with the Penguins. But anyway,
right. So
I've been doing pretty good this year. I'm going to try to make this quick, but this is a sick story. I've been doing pretty good this year with the football, but I made two really bad bets. I lost about $3,000 between the Rams and Detroit on Thanksgiving and that Monday night Ram game.
Right.
So I was pissed off. I said, I want my money back. I says, you know what? This guy Deontay Wilder cannot lose this fight. I go down to the Meadowlands. Because I live in Staten Island. I drive down to the Meadowlands.
Right.
I know they could. I put $7,000 down on Deontay Wilder.
Right.
The payback, it was minus 194 on the money line. The payback was my 7 plus 3,600. So you get back 10,600, right?
I
take my son. We're watching the game. We're having some beers. Right. I'm 51. He's 21. We're drinking.
Right.
The fight finally comes on. And I grabbed the manager before. I says, let me ask you, sir. I says, you know, am I going to have to pay taxes on this money? What? He goes, no, only $300. Right? This little manager, right?
Right.
So as the fight's going on, I says, I'm going to lose. I says, I'm going to lose $7,000. He was losing the fight, right? So then we hear the draw, right, at the end.
Right.
Well, first of all, he should have knocked him out.
Right.
The guy gets up. They say, draw. I grab this manager. I says, I run to the thing because now I'm not sure. Do I get paid on a push? Because I never pushed on a push before. So he goes, no, you had to bet the draw. Scotty, I've been depressed for 2 days, right? I Google it, and it says, yeah, if there's a draw option, you lose. I go there today. Right, I go there 2 days later because my daughter needed a ride uptown Manhattan. So I go through I wasn't even going to go back. I drive through. I says, let me just go there and make sure. The guy wants my ticket through the thing. I get my $7,000 back. He goes, no, you get your money back. It was a push. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I feel like I hit the line. Is that a sick story?
Mavi, it is a sick story. Mavi, tell me the story. Now, you bet on Fury.
I bet on Fury, yeah.
And what happened to your bet?
I got my money back as well, because with boxing, a lot of times, like if they have the draw bet, you know, it's win, lose, or draw. Sometimes you can bet that way. Most of them take it one way or the other, and then you could bet a draw as like a prop bet, as like a separate thing.
Right.
So most times you're picking the fight, you're picking the guy
to
win.
John, let me get this straight. Did John lose his bet?
He pushed.
He got his money back. So then what's the problem? You drank beers with your son. That's what I thought all along, that he didn't lose the bet. So you got to drink with your son all night. You guys had a good time. You saw a great fight, and you didn't lose your $7,000. You're loving life.
Right. Like if it's a soccer bet, obviously there's so many draws that is built in where you could bet win, lose, or draw. There is a, you know, it's three options there. Boxing, it's usually, unless it's some ridiculous book, just win or win. One guy or the other.
William Nylander will open his season. Is that right? Tomorrow he'll play for the Leafs against the Red Wings. He hasn't played one game the whole year.
Well, he just signed on Saturday.
So it took all this time to sign him.
Yes.
There you go. Henry Cejudo and TJ Dillashaw for the UFC flyweight titles, the new UFC Brooklyn main event on January 19th. Do you like that one, Mafia?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to make that card a lot better than it was before, and these guys have been waiting for that. They coached the Ultimate Fighter against each other, so it'll be interesting.
Serena Williams confirmed for the 2019 Aussie Open after skipping the tournament in 2018. Cliff Drysdale reporting live from Melbourne, Varel. Serena will be here, and that's all I have to say tonight in the Varel Radio program. Cliff staggering into the show late tonight, Carver High, with an Aussie Open update from Melbourne.
Well, it's his off time, the holidays, so he's having a few.
It's official. Welcome to Mel Tucker, the 26th head coach in Colorado football history in Boulder. And it appears here we've gotten a lot of flack that Carver High doesn't like the NBA tonight from fans that also blaming you for hating black men. Also, tonight you're getting. I'm getting it right here. I got it right here. You got it too. He dragged us both right in there. You're bad, dude. Bad news, man.
What I don't like about the NBA is that the champions decided on the first night of the season.
Done deal. It's already been decided.
Warriors already won.
You know what I say? I just told you I want LeBron to go over 40 minutes. I'm now pushing the envelope. I'm going 45. I'm going 45 minutes a night. Every touch, every trip down. Every pass, every shot goes through his hands. Anyone else that touches the ball not only will be fired from the team, they'll also be sued civilly. Of a civil lawsuit for touching the rock while LeBron is on the floor. As long as LeBron's on the floor, he has the ball at all times, and the Lakers will win the finals. They'll make it to the finals and win it all. Don't forget episode 87 of For All on the Bets tomorrow. Subscribe free. Follow us on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. Follow ILC Podcast. And get our podcast of this show after the show at Scott Farrell, at OnTheBetsCBS, and CBSSportsRadio.com, and on Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow night at 10 for Carver High and Mafia. I'm Farrell. We love all people. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Good night. We love you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.